coming Yom Hanukkah. I'm sure many people heard that one of the Gedolei Yisrael passed away, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. And when I woke up this morning to discover that news, at the age of, what was he, 104? 103, 104. He was Baruch Hashem. He was Zochet Arichas Yamin. But when a great Torah personality leaves this world, whether we have a kesher to him and his Torah or not, whether we realize our connection to him or not, it's a big deal for Klal Yisrael. Hundreds of thousands of people at his levaya today. It's not a small thing. So when I heard that news this morning, I said, we have to learn something from one of his svarim. So the first page in front of you from the Sefer Ayal Sashachar, I got up this morning and took the first piece on Parshas Miketz, which is mamish, a very, very important theme for Hanukkah, and reworked the shir for this morning, and therefore our learning should be Lila Nishmaso. Also, Ori asked me that we could dedicate the shir this morning. I just get the name, unless someone knows what I'm talking about. Where's that text? Ori went back to pay a shiva call for a young person who passed away, and we dedicate the shir to Yisrael Yehuda ben David Nechemya. The Shama should have an aliyah. Says Rav Steinman Zatzal. Pasuk says, "Vayihi miketz shnasayim yamin." Was at the end of 2 years, the Parah has a dream. And the Medrash, linking the end of last week's Parsha, when Yosef tells the Sarah Mashkim to remember him, and the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parah having his dreams, which Yosef, of course, will go on to interpret, says the Medrash, Ashrei ha-gever asher sam Hashem miftacho. Praiseworthy is the man who puts his trust in Hashem. Ze Yosef. This refers to Yosef. V'lopana el rehavim, and he doesn't turn to the arrogant ones. Ayidei she'amar l'saram, that's the end of the pasuk. Pasuk is Asher Gever Shor Sam Hashem Yivtacho. Medrash Darshan's, that's Yosef. Velo, the end of the pasuk. Velo panel Rahavim, he doesn't turn to the arrogant ones. That was the mistake of Yosef. Al Yadesha Amar Lasaram Ashkim, Zachartani Vizkartani, by saying, remember me and mention me to Paro, Nitosef Lo Shtei Shanim. He picked up 2 extra years in jail. So how many years was Yosef in jail in total? 14? I thought it was 12, no? Is it 12 years? Anyone know for sure? I think it's 12. Maybe I'm not right. If it is 12, if he picked up 2 extra years, right, if he picked up 2 extra years because of this reliance upon the Sarah Mashkim, that means his Iker time in jail was 10 years. So I was just thinking this morning, why was he destined to have 10 years? Why was he punished with 10 years in jail? I think the answer is very simple. Again, if the number is correct, I have to double check, make sure we're getting the information correct. I'm pretty sure it was 12 years. So if he was in jail for 10 years, and that was his original sentence to be in jail, and he only got these 2 extra years for talking to the Sarah Mashkim, we'll explain why 2 years in a minute. The 10 years we understand, because the Gemara in Sota says in Daf Lamed Vav, that as much as Yosef was successful in escaping Eishes Potiphar, the Gemara says that he lost 10 drops of seed. The Gemara says he dug his 10 fingers into the ground, and he lost, whatever that means, 10 drops of seed through his 10 fingers. And that's why Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef could have been just like Yaakov and had 12 shvatim. He lost 10 drops of zera. And therefore Yosef was only zochet to 2 shvatim. He had 2 out of 12. Ephraim Menashe, which became 2 real shvatim. But Yosef could have had 12 shvatim. So perhaps, Mida Keneged the 10 drops of zera that he lost, he was punished with 10 years in jail. By speaking to the Sarah Mashkim, he picked up an extra 2 years in jail. Many, many svarim are wondering, what did Yosef do wrong? Should a person not do a shtadlus? We'll see Rav Steinman gives us a very clear understanding of this medrash. Right? The simple way to learn the medrash maybe is, Ashrei ha-gever asher sam Hashem mivtacho, ze Yosef. That Yosef should have been the type of person to put his bitachon in Hashem, but he didn't and he turned to the Sarah Mashkim. Right? I mean, what do you mean ze Yosef? The person who trusts Hashem is Yosef? Yosef didn't trust Hashem. So the Pashup Shah of the Medrash is Yosef should have trusted Hashem. He was the type of person who could have and should have trusted Hashem, but he didn't. Rav Steinman's going to read it much more carefully than that. But Yosef did trust Hashem, but he still messed up, and we'll see why. Again, just to answer the question, why 2 extra years were given to Yosef? So some say, again, some explain the mistake of Yosef, that he made his ishtadlus too early. He told the Sarah Mashkim, in 3 days' time, you're going to leave jail. So why did he have to tell him now, 3 days in advance to remember me? Maybe Hashem will save Yosef in the next couple of days. When Zara Mashkim on day 3 is leaving jail, then it's appropriate to tell him, don't forget about me. But the 2 days early that he mentioned, remember me, that was inappropriate. Maybe Hashem will save you in the next 2 days. He can't help you for 3 days anyways. Why are you bothering to tell him this now? So because he added those 2 extra days, he was punished with 2 additional years. That's what some Svarim explain. Okay? But again, we have to understand what exactly happened here with Yosef. He did a bitachon, he didn't have bitachon, v'advarim tzrichim bir, and these words need clarification. The Medrash needs clarification. Habeis alevi mafarish dekeven shezeh nechshav etzlo lechet, masha omer lesara mashkim. The Beis HaLevi explained, in what sense was it a sin that Yosef turned to the Sara Mashkim? Hare lefi madregaso hayayachol ischazek bebitachon gam beliza. Yosef at Saadah could have been the type of person to just have bitachon in Hashem. Now, we have to understand, in the sugya of bitachon and eshtadlus, there are madregos. Right? Which means that the more connected I am to Hashem, the more I can truly rely on Hashem. If I don't have such a good relationship with Hashem, then I shouldn't expect him to do things as readily for me. A tzaddik has a greater connection to Hashem, and a tzaddik can therefore rely on greater miracles, can rely on greater bitachon to make things happen for him. Yosef is Yosef a tzaddik. And Yosef is a person of bitachon. Yosef had made it so long in Mitzrayim, still believing in Hashem, despite being a young, handsome man sold by his brothers to Erev HaSa'aretz. So Yosef was a person of bitachon. And a person who's on that madrega should have been mechazik himself with bitachon alone. The ilu lo az lufi madregaso haya muchach lasas ishtadlus azos. V'lo haya lov tfiyah. Because if he's not on that madrega, then there's no taina against him. A normal person has to do a normal amount of ishtadlus. That's a deacon who can sit back and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will drop off the man at their doorstep. Right? But normal people have to, because we've adopted a world view that the world is real, so therefore we have to play by the rules of reality, of physical reality. If we were the types of people who only believed Einod Mavado, if we truly only believed that, and we clung to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'd have to do a lot less ishtadlus, and we'd see plenty of success. We'd have everything that we need. So the fact that there's a taina against Yosef in the Medrash, it must mean that he failed Lefi Madrigaso. On his level, he should have had only bitachon and Hashem. Demidas ishtadlus he Lefi Madrigaso, because ishtadlus is in accordance with one's level. V'rak mi sheyuchal ledar gaso bebitachon ischazek lios belibo bitachon amiti beli lishtadel aser lo lishtadel. And only a person, again, who it's realistic for him to have only bitachon, such a person, it's also for him to do ishtadlus. But for normal people, ishtadlus makes sense. For Yosef, ishtadlus doesn't make sense. But now, that's how the Beis HaLevi explains. But says Rav Steinman, let's go deeper. V'yesh levar ezeh ke'ina nizkar leil. D'hinei katuv, it's written in the Pasuk, Hashem tzilcha. Remember this teaching from the Berditchever? Kedushas Levi brings this Torah. And it's others for him as well. Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. So the pashup shot means that Hashem protects you. Hashem, right, creates shade for you. Like a chuppah, like a sukkah, protecting you from the sun. Hashem shields you. V'darshinan ketzeh, but what does it mean Hashem tzilcha? Hashem is like your shadow. Meaning what? Atamar lo yad v'hu mar lecha yad. When you move your hand, your shadow moves his hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to you. Hashem does what you do. Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. And therefore what? V'kevan shirak lefi midas bitchono ba'Hashem, kefi oso amida, huzoch elezraso. So in accordance with a person's bitachon in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves accordingly. Hashem is your shadow. You set up the relationship how you want it to be. U'bevadai mishabotech ba'adam azu yitztarech lazar ab me'adam. Hashem is your shadow. You want to rely on man? Then you're going to have to rely on man. You want to rely on me, Hashem says, then you can count on me. But if you make your moves in this world in accordance with this world, with people, you put your trust in people, then you're going to have to rely on people. Kamo she'amar kasav etzel ovdei avodah zarah, as the Torah says at the very end, Hazinu perek lamed beis, it's actually pasuk lamed ches, I think it says yud ches here, lamed ches, yakumu v'yazruchem. Right? The pasuk says, ovdei avodah zarah, why don't you tell your gods to get up and help you? Right? You believe in these? Good, let's see what they can do for you. Let's see what this Avodah Zarah of Eitzva Evan can do for you. So you set the realities. Va'afki re'inu ki gam eila she'inam botchim ne'ezarim hainu rishayim. So says Rishayim, we have to address the reality that there are people in this world who are successful even though they don't have bitachon Hashem. How do Rishayim have success in this world? Why are they helped? Ze'alafi she'esh kama sibos she'kadosh baruch hu ozum midas ha'chesed shema yashuvu v'chedoma. Because Hashem runs the world in a way that's beyond our understanding. Hashem sometimes shows chesed even to wicked people. Maybe they'll do tshuva. Maybe they're getting their reward from the next world and this world, whatever it is. But we have to operate within Torah principles and not ask the question, well, why does this Russia prosper? Which is arguably the ultimate theological question. But the way that Hashem acts with tzaddikim, you have people who rely on other people, and then God gives them success. Fine, don't worry about that. Tzaddikim who rely on people need to rely on people. Yosef's a tzaddik, he should have relied on Hashem. Yosef, you're going to rely on people, you're going to sit in jail an extra 2 years. You broke that kesher with the Kodesh Baruch. Tzaddikim are judged kechut hasara. So someone on Yosef's level, again, it's very precise. Someone on Yosef's level, for a normal person, this was normal hishtadlus. For Yosef a tzaddik, it was too much hishtadlus. Top of the left column. V'ineim Yosef ha'imechakel ez rasho sasara mashkim ha'igruah ma'od kilo ratza b'chlal la'tzilo. Now the truth is, if Yosef was relying, truly relying on the Sarah Mashkim, he'd be in big trouble. Because Chazal read between the lines and show how much the Sarah Mashkim, despite what Yosef did for him, didn't like Yosef. And he wanted him not to be Matzliach. V'afilu k'shaparo lo matzo misha yiftur chalomo, v'u ratza laharos atzmo limtzochein lamelech. That when the Sarah Mashkim is trying to kiss up to Paro, because Paro can't find anyone to interpret his dreams, and the Sarah Mashkim says, oh, I'll save the day, Paro, I have an answer for you. Right? And he's about to bring Yosef out to save the day. Who is shtadl ad kama she'efshar lahorid es kvod Yosef b'inei paro. He tried, and Chazal again read between the lines, the way he spoke about Yosef. He calls him an eved and he calls him a Jew. He's speaking badly about Yosef at tzaddik. Because even as he's helping Yosef, right, he's really trying to help himself and take away all the honor from Yosef. He's trying to downplay the significance of Yosef in helping Paro. And the fact that things worked out this way, it's really all Hashem. The Sarah Mashkim is not the savior of Yosef, even Sof Kol Sof. If not for Hashem's hand in it, then the Sarah Mashkim never, we would have forgotten Yosef forever. Hashem caused him to remember after 2 years. Caused him to forget and caused him to remember. So now, says Rosh Shaiman, an interesting thing. The cave and shebechol zos achrei beis shana mekadosh baruch hu sivev v'gilgal shivasha. So if it's true that even after 2 years, Hakadosh Baruch was the one who put things in motion to bring about the salvation of Yosef, zerak mishum shebeemes lo haya boteach chlal b'sara mashkim rak b'Hashem levado. If Yosef truly was relying on the sara mashkim, well then mida k'neged mida, let this man save you. Chazal revealed to us that this man is not interested in helping Yosef. So it means that when he's saved in the end, Hashem saves him. Well, why did Hashem save him if he didn't trust Hashem? So here's where Shimon says the punchline. He did trust Hashem. Look what he says. Elabamidas hashtadlis hayal of taina. Ki lo hayalo leshtada. The truth of the matter is, the taina against Yosef is merely with regard to the ishtadlis. Va'afilu shebelibo hayarak letzesi de ishtadlis, aval yishuasu tiyam Hashem. And even though Yosef was thinking, the salvation's from Hashem, but I still have to do my part. Even that was too much for Yosef. Meaning Yosef knew, Yosef didn't forget in jail that Hashem is the one who decides how to save him or not save him. Right? Remember the Kedusha Slavi from Thursday? Yosef was, he was there because he knew Hashem wanted him to be there. And he knew that Hashem's going to decide, like the Medrash says, Kates Sam Lachoshech, a time is set for the darkness, Yosef in jail. When the time comes for him to get out, he gets out. When it's time for Klai Yisrael to get on its rhyme, Hashem takes us out. So Yosef didn't forget that. But he still did too much. He still did too much Hishtadlis. And we see that he did too much Hishtadlis because he was punished with those 2 extra years. If he had put all of his trust in the Sarah Mashkim, the Sarah Mashkim didn't like him. Chazal say the Sarah Mashkim was an anti-Semite. And he never would have been saved. So it must be that Yosef did trust in Hashem, but still was nichshol in his ishtadlus. So says Rav Shteinman in the last paragraph, "Umeduyek b'divrei medrash." Now you really understand the medrash. Ashrei hagever asher sam Hashem biftacho. Praiseworthy is the one who trusts Hashem, whose bitachon is Hashem. Zehu Yosef. That's true. Yosef did have bitachon in Hashem. He knew that Hashem is the one who's in charge. Dehu hayabotev. He fully believed in Hashem. But his mistake was that he had any involvement with a Basar of Adam. That he turned to a human being of flesh and blood an arrogant, Rehavim, the arrogant one, the arrogant Tzara Mashkim, she'asa hishtadlis miyuseris, that he did too much hishtadlis. V'chein matzasi lahedya b'Rabbeinu Bachaya, and I found this presentation of Rabbeinu Bachaya, da'ya boteach, that he was truly a person of bitachon, el da'ya hishtadlis haysam yuteris. But he went too far in his hishtadlis. So what am I drakim? Right? Again, we also know, not the same way that Yosef knew, but we also know that everything's from Hashem. Right? But sometimes we move away from that. Our hishtadlis is indicative of the fact that we're taking charge of the situation. Yosef says, I know it's totally up to Hashem. I'm just going to do a drop of hishtadlis. I'm just going to mention one thing to the Sar HaMashkim. But for Yosef on his madrega, that was too much. That was too much hishtadlis. An unbelievable madrega of bitachon that Yosef, again, was capable of. We've said many times that Yosef is the Torah personality, who perhaps more than anyone else, is the personality of Hanukkah. We read the Parshios of Yosef at Tzadik, the Shlach Kadosh says, during this time of the year, during Hanukkah, right? Because Yosef is the person who represents the antithesis of everything that Yavan is. Yosef had all of the beauty, and yet Yosef resisted that temptation. The Sfarim bring many Ramazim, we've said many of them in the past, we'll just chazer it quickly. The Gematria of Yosef is 156. Right. The Sfarim say, the Gematria of Melech Yavan, antithesis of Yosef, Melech Yavan is 156. The name of Melech Yavan was Antiochus. Antiochus is 156. Right? Yosef is compared to Tzion. The place where Golis Yavan took place, shockingly, was in Eretz Yisrael. In Tzion. Tzion is the name for Eretz Yisrael. Zion. What's the gematria of Tzion? Tzion is 156. And look at the word Tzion. Tzion is Tzadi in front of Yavan. But the Tzadik, the Yosef HaTzadik, should overpower Yavan. Right, that the tzaddik should overpower Yavan. The Tiferes Shlomo of Radamsk says that Chanukah is gematria 89, and with the kolel is gematria tzaddi, because Yosef is the tzaddi, is the tzaddik. Yosef atzaddik. So Yosef is the person who is the opposite, is the very opposite of Yavan. And of course, everything about Chanukah is Yosef. Mosef aholech, mahadrim and mahadrim. Right? We're trying Mosef, trying to Yosef ahosafa. Yeah. Why was Yosef called Yosef? I think you could even say. I didn't see this anywhere, but I think you could say. Yosef is called Yosef. Rachel davens that Hashem should be Yosef li, another child. Hashem should give me another son. Right? Hashem should be Yosef li ben Acher. I should have another child. Right? The Indian of Banim Lamakom, of Ben Acher, that there should be another child is a big theme on Chanukah. That's why you look in the Bimei Matisyahu, it starts out that the Yavanim came to attack Am Yisrael. And then by the end it says, V'acher kein bo banecha. That part of Chanukah is the restoration of that we're Banim Lamakom and that relationship can never be severed. We're not just married to Hashem in His Torah, but we're the children of Hashem. And a parent can't divorce a child. Yeah. So that when Rachel davens, Yosef's name means, give me another son. I want to have another child. Right? Again, it highlights the fact that Chanukah is connected to this inyan of Banim Lamakum, which again is another topic for another time. Okay, but let's turn the page. Using the words of a great Gon, of Aaron Leib Steinman, Zatzal, let's turn to page 2, the Emunas Yitecha and Parshas Toldos, or Moshe Wolfson. He writes in Oz Beis in Parshas Toldos, on page 81. He writes, Isa b'svarim ha-kadosh. Chanukah is a yom tov bitachon. Part of the reason we're reading the story of Yosef this time of the year, besides everything I just told you, is because Yosef is described in the Medrash as Ashrei ha-gever, asher sam Hashem ivtacho, the person who relies on Hashem, a person of unbelievable bitachon, is Yosef HaTzadik. And the story of Chanukah, and so many of the themes on Chanukah, point back to this inyan of bitachon. Of a Jew's bitach. Says Rav Wolfson, Chanukah, of course, takes place in the month of Kislev. Let's try to understand the name Kislev. Says Rav Wolfson, Isa b'svar makadoshim, shechodesh Kislev misugal lebitachon. That the month of Kislev is a time that is very fitting for bitachon. Which svar makadoshim is he talking about? I know for sure that the Rav Shitzer in the Zara Kodesh says what he's about to say. That it's hinted to in the Pasuk in Mishle, Pasuk in the third parak of Mishle, Hashem, yeah. B'chislecha. Hashem should be b'chislecha. B'chislecha means your security. So the word kislev, kislecha, is a lashon of Hashem protecting you. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Zatzal, B'sifro No Saint Tam Lezer. Rav Tzadok explains it in his way. Says Rav Wolfson, V'aneh gam ani chalki. And I'll explain my portion. Kine yadua shepesi yamin l'chol davar. A foolish person trusts everything. A person who you could trick, a gullible person who trusts everything you tell him. Vaksil b'choshech holech. and a fool walks in darkness. A ksil, right, means a foolish person. However, says Rav Wolfson, aval kishno gael inyan amuno bitachon b'Hashem yisparach, but sometimes it's good to be a fool. Sometimes it's good to be innocent and be believing and be trusting and not be too smart to deny God. To just be simple and to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Tzarach dafka lios ksil upesi. A person needs to be foolish in order to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's good. I think you could even say the pshat in the pasuk. Ksil b'choshech holich. The pasuk pshat, of course, is negative. Right? A foolish person stumbles around in the dark. But I think you could say, in the context of Hanukkah, a ksil, a person who's foolish enough, right, to reject all of modern science and philosophy, which is trying to be presented as denying God, which of course can be learned as proving God, right? But the way that the smart people in the world talk, how God doesn't exist, so you say, I'll be a ksil, I'll be a fool, I'll be a fool who has amuna, I'll be a fool who has bitachon, I'll have amuna and I'll have bitachon, yeah? And then b'choshech holech, a ksil b'choshech holech, then I'll be able, even in the choshech, yavon, which is the spitz madrego of philosophy, the great geniuses, in the choshech, holech, I'll be a holech, I'll be mosif a holech. I'll continue to walk, I'll continue to go. I'll push through the darkness. I'm not going to be paralyzed by the darkness. Right? So Rav Wolfson says, when it comes to amun and bitachon, it's good to be a fool. Especially in this final galus. You have to understand that. We haven't really explained this. Let me just explain it for a minute. Galus Yavan never ended. Yavan never ended. Galus Yavan is still taking place in the world. Right? It just transitioned into Edom. So the final galus, Gedalia Shur and the Or Gedalia has a long arichas about the merger of Yavan and Edom. But Yavan and Edom basically joined forces. Right? Yavan, galus Yavan never really ended. Right? We never really finished the story. When Mashiach comes, we haven't finished the story. Got us a step closer, but we're still not there. Yavan and Edom are working together. So that means when we look at the world today, again, the world of Edom, of Esav, of Rome, of Western culture, it's really just the Hamshach, it's a continuation. It's a continuation of that world. It's a continuation of that world of Yavan. So today we're still grappling, right? We're still fighting, so to speak, against Yavan and Edom at the same time. We learned last year in the Orachaim, in Parsha Shemos, Perak Gimel Pasuk Ches, the Orachaim HaKadosh says that in Mitzrayim the Jews reached the 49th level of Tumah, but before Mashiach comes, we're going to fall to the 50th level of Tumah. And the only thing that's going to save us is Torah. And the Jews didn't fall to level 50 because they hadn't yet heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's very interesting. The Megal HaMukos and the Vilna Gaon say, how many times is Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned in the Torah? There are 50 mentions of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Torah, corresponding to these 50 levels of Tumah, and each Yetzias Mitzrayim takes us out of one of those levels. What's the lowest level, the deepest level? Where is that in the Torah? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher, Hotzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. We took you out of Mitzrayim. And because we hadn't heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we haven't heard Torah yet, we couldn't fall to level 50, we'd be destroyed. Says the Rachaim HaKadosh, right now we're sitting in level 50. Galus Edom. Yeah. Galus Edom, the glorious Galus Edom, the United States of America. Yeah, the bastion of Western culture, with its 50 states, as the Tuchina Rebbe once said on Shushan Purim. The 50 states of America, the 50 levels of Tumah. Yeah, so we're in it now. The Rachaim HaKadosh says, this is it. This is level 50. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, Rebbe of Kamarna explains, one of his Svarim, other Svarim say as well, that the final Biro, the 50th Madrega, right? What does it mean to fall to level 50? It means Kfira and Apikorsis, denial of Hashem. Interesting. The founding fathers of this country printed in God We Trust on our dollar bills. Nowadays, no one would do that. So level 50 is a simplistic denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Kfira and Apikorsis, that's level 50. And that's what we're holding today. And that's why the Gemara in Makos says that if we have to chip away Chas V'Shalom at all the mitzvahs, what it really means, if I have to identify one mitzvah that's the center point of everything else, it's what? V'tzadik b'emunaso yichin. Bo Chabakuk v'hamidon al achas. Chabakuk came along and he said, if I have to put the whole principle, all the principles of the Torah on one principle, bo Chabakuk v'hamidon al achas, v'tzadik b'emunaso yichin. If you have a munah, you'll make it. If you don't, see you later. Not going to make it. You have to have a munah. Kislev, right? To be a ksil. To be a ksil, to be foolish, but also b'chislecha. That when you act like a ksil, you're zocha to kislecha. That Hashem becomes your security. Hashem becomes your protection. No one else can protect you, because you don't rely on anyone else. You only rely on Hashem. Rav Wolfson writes in one of his svarim, and that's the lashon of the Gemara. Chabakuk v'midan al achas. Chabakuk came along and he said the Torah comes down to one thing: v'tzadik b'emunaso yichya. So I once wanted to say a remez, and then I saw Rav Wolfson has it in one of his svarim. Ba chabakuk v'hamidon al achas. It's a long gematria. I won't make you edit up now. I'll just tell you what it is. Ba chabakuk v'hamidon al achas is gematria 9:13. Gematria Bereishis. Right? Because to get back to the beginning, so to speak, to come full circle, a Jew has to have a munah. So ba chabakuk v'hamidon al achas. Chabakuk came along and said it all comes down to one thing: v'tzadik b'munaso yichya. 9:13 is gematria Bereishis. What else is 9:13? How is 9:13 gematria Mashiach? The two names of Mashiach, Nehemiah ben Chushiel and Menachem ben Amiel, plus Eliel, plus 52 for Eliel, is also gematria 9:13. Right? Mashiach ben Yosef's name and Mashiach ben David's name, Nehemiah ben Chushiel, Menachem ben Amiel, plus Eliel, is also exactly 9:13. So if you want to get back to the beginning and you want to finish the end, it's all about Amun. Bach Habakkuk v'amidan al achas. Habakkuk says it comes down to one thing: v'tzadik be'amunaso yichya. This is level 50. According to the Svarim HaKadoshim. If you want to get back to the way things were in Bereishis, you need emunah and you need bitachon. I'll say one of my favorite lines from one of the tzaddikim, Rav Shlomo Zviler, used to say, when his chassidim would say, Rebbe, you're such a tzaddik, you know so many things, you're such a Talmud Chacham, he says, no, I only know two things. I only know Aleph Beis. I don't know anything other than Aleph Beis. He says, Aleph is Amunah and Beis is Bitachon. That's the only thing I know. What's the gematria of Amunah plus Bitachon? Let's add it up. Amunah plus Bitachon. This one you have to do yourself. I'm not giving it to you. Amunah plus Bitachon. Bitachon is 75. Bitachon is 75. And Amunah? How much is Amunah?
541.
Amunah? 541 is Yisrael. Amuna is 102. So what's 102 plus 75? 177. Right? Again, we said with Amuna, a person comes back to Bereishis. In Bereishis, where do we start off? We start off in Gan Eden. So Rav Avram Shor brings a remez. He says, Amuna plus Bitachon is Gematria Gan Eden. Gan Eden is also Gematria 177. Okay, now let's do a little differently. Because Rav Shor brings another remez. Rav Mishor says, let's do Amuna plus Bitachon, but this time let's take Nun Sofit, not as 50, but as Nun Sofit. So how much is Nun Sofit? Nun Sofit is 700. Right? Chaf Sofit is 500. Mem Sofit is 600. Nun Sofit is 700. So if you cheshbon Bitachon like that, it's 725. 725 plus 102 is 827. The final Galus that we're in now is Galus Edo. Right, which originates with who? With Esav. Yeah? And we've also said that according to Pirkei Dei Rabbi Eliezer, the final Galus is a combination of not only Esav and Edom, right, but also who? Who's the final Galus? Yishmael. So what's the gematria of Esav plus Yishmael?
What's the gematria of Yishmael? Yishmael's 451, and Esav's 376. Yeah, that's what we got.
What do we got? 827. Which again is also Amunah plus Bitachon. This time Bitachon using Nun Sofit of 700. Right, so Amunah plus Bitachon is how we defeat Esav and Yishmael. How we bring the Gula Shlema. 451. Yeah, Yishmael is 451. Okay, so now let's come back to Rav Wolfson. So that's what we're dealing with. Right? Galus Yavah never ended. It continues till this day. We're still working on it. And by the way, of course, it's the galus that Hashem is the most afraid of. I'll bring you a simple proof from a sefer called Beis Genazai, a Jew by the name of Rafal Luria. He says in his sefer a very simple proof. How does the Torah begin? Bereishis bara Elokim, es hashamayim ve'es haaretz, va'aretz haisa sohu vavohu v'choshech al panei sohom. Right? Tohu is Bavel, bohu is Madai, Choshech is Yavon, and Tohom is Edom, the final galus. Yeah? Who does Hashem respond to first? Tohu, Vohu, Choshech, Tohom, each one representing one of the four exiles. Who does Hashem respond to? Vayomer Elokim, Yehior, that there be light, who does Hashem respond to first? Who does Hashem have to respond to, so to speak? Who is Hashem most threatened by? Yavan. The Choshech of Yavan. Hashem responds, there needs to be light. Right? Because more scary than Nebuchadnezzar and Babel, and Achashverosh and Haman in Paras and Madai, right? And Golas Edom with the Romans, destroying the second base of Mikdash, the scariest thing of all is the Choshech of Yavan. That's why the first thing Hashem responds to is, Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or, let there be light. That's Hashem's response. Okay? And Axiel, a foolish person, walks in the dark. He walks with Hashem and he's able to make his way through the darkness of Yavan. So let's go back to Rav Wolfson. Says Rav Wolfson, Va'af shelefi sichlo yeshlo kushios. First word in the line is kushios. Even though a person might have a lot of questions, a lot of doubts, anyone who's met a person of holy simplicity, it's such a beautiful thing, you know? You meet a person who's pashut. Sometimes they don't even know that much Torah. But you see their connection to Hashem and you're envious of it. I'll tell you a maisa, good Chanukah maisa. By the Tosha Rebbe, there was a gabbai who used to say to the Tosha Rebbe, right, when it was time to light the Neros Chanukah, he would say, Rebbe, how many candles did we light last night? Why would he say, how many candles did we light last night? Because on Sfiras HaOmer, we know there's a halacha, you're not supposed to say, tonight is the 33rd day of the Omer. You're supposed to say, last night we counted the 32nd day of the Omer. So this Jew, in his holy simplicity, used to say to the Rebbe, Rebbe, how many candles did we light last night? Gila, you're not allowed to say how many candles you're lighting tonight. They make a mistake. He was borrowing from the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer into the halachas of Chanukah. And the other Hasidim, they make fun of this. And the Rebbe was mechabed it so much. The Rebbe said, if a Jew thinks he's serving Hashem, why are you making fun of him? He's doing it because he has respect for halacha, because he believes in God. Why are you laughing at that? He's a ksil, he's a fool, he doesn't know. Right? But with Amunah, he's doing what he thinks is emes. That's kabbalik. So it says Rav Wolfson, a person has kashas. Mi'ayin yavo ezri. Right? You wonder, where's the salvation going to come from? Maybe I need to start doing more to make it happen. We call makum tzarech lesum bitchono b'kadosh baruch hu. To place his trust in Hashem. L'mala mitam v'das. Right? Beyond anything reasonable or rational. B'b'chinas pesi yamin l'chol davar. Right? A pesi, a fool, believes everything. Yeah, he believes in the one who is everything. He believes in the one who is enod b'vad. He believes in Hashem. K'mo she'amru chaverov l'iov, like Iov's friend said to him, Halo yir'ascha kislasecha. Your yira means your God. Your God should be your security, your protection. U'perisham ha'mafarshim kislasecha milashon tikva u'bitachon. Iov, trust in your God and you'll be saved. But again, in all this word kislasecha, or like we saw earlier, b'kislecha, is very similar to the word kislev. And therefore, kislev is the zman who we're trying to deepen our bitachon in Hashem. Shekidei liknos shleimus v'midas bitachon, sarach lasos atzmo ksil. Iov, you have a lot of questions on God. Right? The great philosophical text of Job. Iov has so many questions. And his friends say to him, just trust your God and he'll save you. V'av shebechol makom v'ksil b'choshech holeich, b'chol makom b'inyan bitachon, even though normally being a fool leaves you in the dark, when it comes to bitachon, hu lehefich. Shal yidei shevoteach b'Hashem, b'bechinas ksil u'pasi. By being a fool, by trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka yidei zeh, zocha la'ara l'mala mitam v'das. You reach a level that's even higher than understanding. You go back to the original Ratzon of Hashem. As the Arizal writes, in the Kisvei Ari, it says, ein tam l'ratzon. There's no reason or logic to a Ratzon, to a desire. The initial desire of Hashem to create Klal Yisrael. So when you go beyond logic, you tap into that original desire. You're connected to Hashem at the Shoresh. Beyond this world, you're tapping into, he says, the Or HaGanus. Top of the left column. V'nei chodesh kislev, hu chodesh ha'ora. Kislev, right? Kislev disproves that the ksil walks in choshech. Kislev is the month of light. The person who trusts Hashem, right? Again, in certain matters, you'd be seen a fool. You'd be seen as left in the dark. But in Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trusting Hashem creates more light. Shabonis gala or haganus, umemela oz hu dafka zman lavo lios b'chinas ksil, she'eno holich b'choshech. Dainu lios ksil u'pesi u'levtoach b'akadosh baruch. Be a fool and trust Hashem. V'lechei nikra chodesh kislev. Yishum shetzarech levtoach u'lesum kislo b'Hashem, to put your trust in Hashem, u'lasos atzmo kisil, and act like almost a foolish person, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kapitel Ayin Gimel, Behemos hayisi imach. We were like animals with you. We were like unintelligent animals with you. But I'm with you. I'm with you, Hashem. And when I'm with you, then I feel safe no matter what. Okay, let's turn the page. Yesterday we had the schus of learning the Torahs from the Chedushei Harim, the first Ge'er Rebbe. There's a famous remez from the Chedushei Harim on Chanukah, and there's another remez from Rabbi Nachman about Chanukah. And in the Drashos Beis Yishai, Shlomo Fisher, very, very special gadol in Eretz Yisrael, he writes in Drush number 28, his Drush of Chanukah, he says, I want to try to explain these two Ramazim. And you'll see how it's so deeply connected to the Indian that we've been talking about. Okay, we're going to start on the left-hand side. Right? You see where it says Os Beis, the right-hand side, I apologize, the right-hand side where it says Os Beis, and the paragraph right after that, V'yavuar. Okay? He says, I want to begin by explaining two Ramazim, She'amru Shnayim Migdolei HaChasidus Al Chanukah. Let me share with you two Ramazim that allude to Chanukah. One from Moharan, from Rabbi Nachman, and one from the Chedushei Harim. Okay, here's what Rabbi Nachman said. Rabbi Nachman said, Moran Zal Amar, Hazeh Kegodel Chasdecha V'Kasher Nasasa Rashi Tevos Chanukah. Look at the phrase. Hazeh Kegodel Chasdecha V'Kasher Nasasa. Sound familiar? Who can figure out the beginning of that pasuk? What are the words before the words Hazeh? Slach na la'avon ha'am hazeh kigodol chasdecha. Okay, so he says, so Rabbi Nachman says, hazeh kigodol chasdecha v'kasher nasasa, the first letters spell out Chanukah. Okay. It's a gevaldik remez, because like we spoke yesterday, the Chanukah is the zman of tshuva. And what better words in the Torah to emphasize Hashem's willingness to forgive us than slach na la'avon ha'am hazeh kigodol chasdecha. Right? Kasher nasasa la'amazem mitzayim v'arena v'shom ne'amar. Yeah. Like we scream out throughout Elul and Tishrei. Okay, so Rabbi Nachman says, Hazeh kegodol chasdecha v'kasher nasasa. The first letters spell out Chanukah. Yeah.
What about
the Yid Gimel Mitzvah? This is the Hagdama. This is basically Yid Gimel Mitzvah Sarach. Okay, this is the remez from Rabbi Nachman. The Chedush Harim says another remez. The Chedush Harim Amar, Nachon libo batuach ba'ashem samuch is sofei tevos Chanukah. Take a look at the words. Nachon ends with a nun, libo avav, batuach ba'ashem, and then samuch ends with a chaf sofin. Now it's interesting, that happens to be, right? Samuch is actually the first word in the next pasuk. Samuch libo lo yira. Interesting to bring a remez that spans two psukim. You could only maybe do that for Chanukah, where the Yom Tov itself spans 2 months. Goes from Kislev into Teves. Okay. But Nachon Libo Batuach Bashem Samuch. Now what do both of these psukim have in common? Right? They speak about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's willingness to protect us, to forgive us, to guard us. Nachon Libo Batuach Bashem Bitachon. So look how Rosh Shlomo Fisher develops it. Let's read. V'yavur behektim lashon Rambam reish Hilchos Chanukah. I'll begin to explain by quoting the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. V'gavru b'nei chashmonai v'chashmonayim were victorious. V'chazra Malchus Yisrael, Yeser Amasayim Shana Adchor Ben Hasheni. When the Chashmonaim were victorious, the Beis HaMikdash was rededicated. And for close to 200 years, we continued to have a Beis HaMikdash. V'hainu, Adkan Lashon. V'hainu ki af al pi, She'ezra v'nechemya chazru l'aretz Yisrael, Uvanu es habayis sheni, Aval Malchus Yisrael shebot l'bechor ben bayis harishon, Lo chazru lehem li'Yisrael, Ad she'era neis Chanukah al yidei b'nei Chashmonai ha'kohanim. Even though Bayis Sheni had been around for 213 years already, when Ezra and Nehemiah came and they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, however, Malchus was not restored until Chanukah. That's what the Rambam is telling us. V'chazra Malchus li'Yisrael. Malchus was restored by the Chashmonaim on Chanukah. And the question is why? Why was Malchus restored? What does Chanukah have to do with the restoration of Malchus? U'matam hadav. So he says in the bottom right-hand paragraph, La'avin kol zeh navi divrei ha-zohar b'parshas Vayishlach. To understand this, let's learn the words of the Holy Zohar in Parshas Vayishlach. Is bebar nash shesa gidin. A person has 365 sinews. The gidin that, so to speak, weave together the body. U'lekab lahon shesa pekudin delav. And they correspond to the 365 lo sase. 365 don't do's of the Torah. How many positive mitzvahs are there in the Torah? 248. Can I get the 248 limbs of your body? How many losase in the Torah? 365. corresponding to what? The 365 sinews that tie together the body. Uvegin kach, and therefore, Amra Oraisa, again, there's often the Zohar in Vayishlach, the Torah says, Lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanosha. Don't eat the gid hanosha. Why? Es gid hanosha. Says the Zohar, es la'asgot Tisha B'Av. Es alludes to Tisha B'Av. Es is Rashi Tevo's Tisha Av. Don't eat gid hanosha. Now, what's going on here? How many days are there in the calendar year? 365. Which means that every day of the calendar year corresponds to what? Corresponds to one of the sinews of the body and corresponds to one of the losase of the Torah. Right? It corresponds to a mitzvah of the Torah. So what is the mitzvah, what is the iser that corresponds to Tisha B'Av? Gir Hanosha. Gir Hanosha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Okay, what does that mean? The lo achlin bay. On Tisha B'Av we don't eat. So where did the Torah say you're not supposed to eat something? Don't eat the Gid Hanosha. So don't eat the Gid Hanosha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. V'chol man da ochel b'Tisha B'Av ki'ilu ochel Gid Hanosha. Says the Zohar, if you eat on Tisha B'Av, you're like a person who ate Gid Hanosha. However, what's going on here? So he explains as follows. V'akeda niskasha ma'od b'avonas maimer zeh. Right? The Akeda is trying to figure out what's the pshat. Everyone's trying to figure out this the pshat in the Zohar. What does it mean? V'nira ha'inyan. But near our Indian, perhaps we can explain as follows. Api divrei ha-Rashbam parses Vayishlach. The Rashbam explains in Vayishlach that when Yaakov goes back for the Pachim Ketanim, Vayokom Balailahu, and he gets up on that night, and we've explained that that whole sugya has to do with Chanukah. The gematria of Balailahu is gematria of Chanukah. It was on that night that he went back for the Pachim Ketan, the Pach Shemen. Niskavin levroach b'derach acheres, lefichach over hanachal Balailah. Listen to what he says here. He says that Yaakov was trying to escape, and therefore he crossed over the Nachal at night. Just like David had to sneak away from his enemies at night, Yaakov was scared. The Vayavek Ishimo eventually got into a fight. But at first he tried to run away. He didn't engage the battle. He tried to escape, to sneak away in the middle of the night. But the Malach said, Yaakov, you can't spend your life running. You got to believe in God and fight. Do what you got to do. Trust Hashem. The Malach says, you're not going anywhere. And he needs to see, Yaakov, you need to see with your own eyes that you can even beat a Malach. You can beat Esav. Don't try to just run away. Engage the battle. And the Malach saw that what? That he wasn't getting it. V'rotza lavur levroach bal karcho. He saw that Yaakov was trying to get away, trying to use his feet to get away. And therefore, vayiga bekaf yerecho. Let's remind ourselves. Vayiga is gematria Chanukah. Kaf yerecho is gematria Purim. He hit him in the legs. Netzach and Hod. The two legs correspond. In the Sviros, your right arm is Chesed, left arm is Gvura, your torso is Tiferes. Yeah, your right leg is probably Netzach, and your left leg is probably Hod. I say probably because they're sometimes interchangeable. But usually, the more accepted approach is that Purim is Netzach, and Chanukah is Hod. So he hits him in the leg. By the way, it's an interesting discussion. Which leg did he hit him in? Did he hit him in the right leg? Did he hit him in the left leg? Let's see. So he hits him in the legs to slow him down. U'mashalaka Yaakov v'nitzla. Yaakov is limping, he's injured. L'fisha kodesh baruch u'yivticho v'hu haya boreach. Ad kam l'shono. Says the Rashbam, when Yaakov gets injured, he got injured for a lack of bitachon. He got hit in the legs for lacking emuna and bitachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to take care of you. And Yaakov tried to run. He didn't trust. And therefore he got injured in the legs. Says the Zohar, Chelek Aleph, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, on the Pasuk, Vayiga Bakaf Yerechem, She'en Nifkema B'Sviras HaNetzach, Shu Yerech Yamin Kanota. Yaakov got hit in the right thigh, in the right leg, corresponding to the sphere of Netzach. V'hainu, the Netzach mora al midas habitachon ba'Hashem. Netzach means, right, the guaranteed victory of Klal Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. There's a guarantee that Klal Yisrael are gonna win. V'hu pogam ba. Right? And Yaakov damaged that. Yaakov showed a lack of bitachon. V'kamoshe arachnu b'drush l'lag ba'omer. As I've explained in my drush slide, we're going to look at that piece in a few moments. V'hu b'meseches tanis chavtes on the pasuk. Klal Yisrael cried that whole night. When the Meraglim came back, v'yivku ha'am b'layla ha'hu, they spent the night crying. Oso layla tisha b'av haya. When were they crying? They also didn't trust. Hashem says, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. And the Meraglim come and they say, nah, it's not going to work. Trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's your problem? Amar lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atem b'chisem b'chia shel chinam. You cried for nothing. I'll give you something to cry about on Tisha B'Av. That those Jews in the Midbar also didn't trust Hashem. And when you don't believe in Hashem, you destroy Yerushalayim. What does that mean, you destroy Yerushalayim? Maybe the dafka, the reason that Trump was making his declaration about Yerushalayim in Chodesh Kislev, is to remind us, do we trust a president of flesh and blood, or do we trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who's the guarantor of Yerushalayim? Donald Trump? Or Lahavdil, the Rabbanu Shalom? The Gemara says in Brachos, V'netzach ze Yerushalayim. The Gemara goes through L'cha, Hashem, Agadula, Gvura, Tefer, right? Tefer's Netzach, Hod, Netzach, Zu Yerushalayim. So you're going to cry of the reports of the Meraglim? Pagam in Netzach. Yaakov, you're going to try to run away from the promise Hashem gave you of protection? You're also destroying Yerushalayim. And why was Yerushalayim itself destroyed? What did Yirmiyahu tell Tzidkiyahu? Let's read the Psukim. It's painful, but let's read it. Yirmiyahu says to Tzidkiyahu, Ko amar Hashem, im yatza teitze al sari melech bavel, v'chaysa nafshecha. If you go out and you fight, and you do battle, then you'll survive. V'ayir hazos lo si saref ba'esh, then the city won't be burnt. If you don't trust Hashem and you don't do what you got to do, Tzidkiyahu, this city is going to be destroyed. Of course, he didn't trust in Hashem and it was ruined. And he says to him, Shema na b'kol Hashem. Yirmiyahu says to Tzidkiyahu, listen now to the voice of Hashem. It'll be good for you and you'll live. And you'll live. A couple of Sundays ago, I don't remember, maybe a couple months ago, I don't know. At one point on a Sunday, we were sitting on that side of the room. And we learned a piece from the Sefer Chamra Tava, from the Rebbe of Baranov. And he said in the Chamra Tava that word, Usechi Nafshecha, appeared somewhere else, if you remember. Yeah. When Lot and his daughters are escaping to be the few survivors of Sodom, and then Lot impregnates his daughters, and that's the formation, that's the beginning of Mashiach, right? They're told, run to that city, right? Run to Tzoar, v'techin afshech, and also, it'll be a salvation for you. Amish, the same words, right? But I have a new understanding of it now, because what was the remez that Chamra Tava brought? He said the word v'techi, vav, tav, ches, yod, what's the gematria of usechi? Usechi. Here it's usechi. Vav, tav, ches, yod. Four, 424. 424 is Gematria Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David. Tzidkiyahu, Yerushalayim's at stake here. Right? We also pointed out yesterday that Chanukah plus Purim with the Kolel, right? Sorry, Chanukah plus Purim is 425, which is Mashiach ben David with the Kolel. So realize, Yaakov Avinu, you got hit in the legs. Netzach and Hod, Chanukah and Purim. Vayiga Gematria Chanukah. Kaf Yerecho Gematria Purim. You didn't have Bitachon. So that's why the holiday of Chanukah becomes what? Is Zman of Bitachon. Kislev is Lashon of Bitachon. The fight for Chanukah is Bitachon. That's the only way we're going to fix it. Right? The end of the story, of course, is Tzidkiyahu didn't listen. It was mamish the same mistake that Yaakov Avinu made. And that's what we're still trying to fix till this day. Yaakov Avinu, your Gid HaNasha is not any different than Tisha B'Av. Says the Zohar, S, Gid HaNasha. S is Rashi Teva, is Tisha Av. Because the same mistake of Yaakov Avinu is the same mistake the Jews made on Tisha B'Av, not trusting Hashem. How do we fix that? How do we restore that? Says Rav Shlomo Fisher in the bottom left-hand corner, the last paragraph on the page. V'yineach hashmonam b'misiras nafsha mitoch bitchonam hagamor v'akadosh baruch hu. Those brave hashmonayim who trusted Hashem and did whatever they could to keep trying. Zochu letakein sviras hanetzach shenifkama. They fixed the Svira of Netzach. Now, usually we talk about Chanukah as Hod, Lahodos Ulahala. But Netzach and Hod, I'm telling you, are interchangeable. Yeah? according to at least one place in the writings of the Arizal, it says that Chanukah is Netzach. V'zeu inyan shekasav Arizal shechanukah benetzach. Ayin betfila shetikin bal b'nei yisasra lechanukah, where he's merami is to Chanukah and Netzach. Right? So therefore, Chevra says of Shlomo Fisher, now we can understand the remez in this week's parsha. A very famous remez in this week's parsha. Yosef HaTzadik is having a lunch date with his brothers. And the pasuk says, Yosef says to Ephraim, right? He says, take the prepare the meat, prepare the field, the feast, right? Vitavach tavach vehachin. Tavach, you see it, the last two words on the page. Tavach tavach vehachin. The Gemara in Chulin says Yosef was telling Ephraim in preparing food for his brothers, these guys are makbid on shchita. Tavach tavach, make sure you shecht, and make sure also you remove the gid hanasha. Says the Mata Moshe and many other svarim, they bring a remez. Look at the words. Tavach v'achein. Look at the words. It's on the page right here. Last two words on the page. Tavach v'achein. What do you see? You think the last letter of tavach is a ches, and v'achein is Chanukah. Five letters in a row that spell Chanukah. This week's parsha. Yeah? You see? The ches of tavach and v'achein is Chanukah. So what was Chanukah? How does the Gemara darshan? You'll tell me in a second. Tavach, tavach v'achein says the Gemara, remove the gid hanasha. And the Sfarim bring a remez to Chanukah. What does removing the Gila Nosh have to do with Chanukah? The answer is Pasha. Yaakov's lack of bitachon is exactly what the Chashmonaim are trying to fix. And the Chashmonaim came when everyone else was giving up on God. The Chashmonaim continued to believe. New Rab, what do you want to say? Another remez? Right? Bitachon. You see the word right? Betach, betach. Betach, betach, chafhei. Yeah. Namish, bitachon, right in the Pasuk. Beautiful. Tavach tavach, osios bitachon. Tavach tavach v'achin. Yeah, to be people of bitachon. To be people of bitachon. I'll tell you a nice thing about bitachon. I think it's from the Bas Ayin. The Bas Ayin says that a person who has bitachon is connected to kedusha. Rabbi Meizlish writes in his little sefer on Chanukah. It's called Segulas Haneros. So he says the kedusha of Shabbos Chanukah is very special because Shabbos is kadosh. And B'nai Yisrael is Kaddosh, and Chanukah is Kaddosh. So when you have Shabbos Chanukah, and a Jew lights Neiros for Shabbos Chanukah, the candles, Haneiros Halalu Kodeshim, Klal Yisrael, of course, is Kaddosh, and Shabbos Kodesh. Kaddosh, Kaddosh, Kaddosh. Yeah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Bitachon. Says the Bas Ayin, let's spell out the words, Beis, Tes, Ches.
I'm running out of room on the board.
Next,
you
want
to
get a thing?
Yeah,
beis is spelled beis, tes, ches. Right, the shorish of the word bitachon. Beis, tes, ches. Yeah, we're not doing the miloy. What letters emerge for each one? Taf yud, taf yud, taf yud. Taf yud is gematria kadosh, 410. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. A person of bitachon. A person of bitachon is connected to the ultimate. Aneros halalu kodesh. These neros are kodesh. Right, this is a different madrega. Basayin says that the letters Beis, Tes, Ches, right, is bitachon. The shorish of the word bitachon. Each one it presents emerges kadosh, kadosh, kadosh from within it. Kadosh is gematria 410. The inner letters of Beis, Tes, and Ches. Gavaldi. So, Chevra, this is what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is about bitachon. And again, going back to what we started with, we understand now in a deeper way what Steinman was telling us, that Yosef HaTzadik again was the ish bitachon. And Yosef HaTzadik is the person who more than anyone else represents Chanukah. Okay, turn the page. A few more minutes. If anyone needs a break, take a break. But the best is maybe still yet to come. So Shlomo Fisher mentioned his drush for Lag BaOmer. So let's take a look at that for a second. In his drush for Lag BaOmer, it's drush ches, and the drush was Beis Yishai. I want to read a little piece of it. And there's a lot. You'll see things are going to jump out at you. He's talking about bitachon as it relates to Lag BaOmer. What does bitachon have to do with Lag BaOmer? So let me just tell you one thing about Lag BaOmer, and then you'll see how it deeply connects to Chanukah. And the truth is, Lag BaOmer is connected to Chanukah. I've been wanting for a few years to give you a shiur on the connection between Lag BaOmer and Chanukah. It's Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Lag BaOmer. It's all one. It's all one. It's all one hemshach. Right? What's the name of Hashem? Yeah, Rizal says in the Kavanas Lag BaOmer, what's the name of Hashem for Lag BaOmer? Every Yom Tov, every day, There's different kavanos, different shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the shame Hashem for Lag BaOmer? So in the Kavanos HaRizal, it says that the shame for Lag BaOmer are the letters before Elokim. The letters before Elokim. So what letter comes before Aleph? Nothing. So Aleph stays an Aleph. What letter comes before Lamed? Chaf. What letter comes before Hey? Dalet. What letter comes before Yud? Elokim. I'm spelling out Elokim with a Hey. Right? Yud is Tes. And before Mem is a Mem. Because before a Mem Sofit is a regular Mem. So the Shame Hashem for Lag BaOmer, you don't have this on the page in front of you. I don't think it's anywhere on the page. At the beginning of the drasha, he starts off the drasha for Lag BaOmer this way. He says, in Kavanas Arizal, the name for Lag BaOmer is Aleph, Chaf, Dalid, Tes, Mem. Aleph, Chaf, Dalid, Tes, Mem. The middle three letters, Chaf, Dalid, Tes, is Gematria 33 for Lag BaOmer. And these are the letters, Lifnei Elokim. This is the Shem Hashem for Lag BaOmer. We also refer to this name. Don't be overwhelmed by what I'm telling you. Keep listening. That this name is the Shem Bitachon. This name is the name of Bitachon. Aleph, Chaf, Tes, Dalid, Tes, Mem, is the Shem Bitachon. It's known as the name of Bitachon. Yeah? It's known as the name of Bitachon. What's the gematria of Aleph, Chaf, Dalid, Tes, Mem? 74. 74. Bitchu b'Hashem ade ad. Ad, 74, ayin dalet. What are the two big letters in Shema? Ayin and dalet, right? So the shame bitachon, the shame of trust in Hashem, is gematria ayin dalet. Aleph, chaf, dalet, tes, mem is 74. Yeah? The middle three letters are gematria 33, gal, alag. Right? And the whole thing is gematria 74, right? Ayin dalet, okay? With that introduction, yeah, let's take a look at the page in front of you. So he says, V'hinei inyan ha-bitachon, the name of Hashem, which is the name of bitachon. What's the gematria of bitachon? We said 75. Yeah? Who were the ones who fought with bitachon on Hanukkah? The Chashmonaim who were Kohanim. What's the gematria of Kohen? As far as I'm saying, the gematria of Kohen is gematria of bitachon, 75. Yeah? The name of bitachon, I just told you, Aleph, Chaf, Dalet, Tes, Mem. Right? Is gematria 74 with the kol is also gematria bitachon. The pasuk says bitchu b'Hashem ade ad. Believe to have trust in Hashem ade ad. Ayin dal, the name of bitachon. When do you need bitachon? When do you need amunah bitachon? You need amunas chabalelos. No, what's the gematria of laila? 75, because you need bitachon when it's laila. Right, that's what the svarim say. Okay, so says Rav Fisher, take a look. V'nei inyan bitachon einu mugbal inyan parnasa greida. Having a moon in Hashem, bitachon Hashem is not only about trusting in the Kaddish Baruch Hu to have success in your business. I'll make my last Bitcoin reference until after Hanukkah, because it's also lahartzos mos keneged aner. Not allowed to talk about money. You're not allowed to count your money in front of the candles. Okay, so this is my last Bitcoin reference. It's based on a tweet that my brother sent out earlier this week. My brother Josh. Al Tikri Bitcoin, El Bitachon. Al Tikri Bitcoin, don't read it Bitcoin, read it Bitachon. Put your money in Bitcoin, have Bitachon on Hashem, and see what happens, see where it takes you. Right, so far he's up about $15,000, it's fine, off to a good start. Okay, so Al Tikri Bitcoin, El Bitachon, yeah? So Bitachon is not only for Parnassah, says Rosh Hashanah Fisher. Bitachon is for what? Something even more important than Parnassah. Elagam le'inyin Shalom. Bitachon is needed for what? For Shalom. Does Shalom have anything to do with Hanukkah? What's the one thing that trumps Hanukkah candles? Shabbos candles. The last halach in the Rambam, Minuchos Hanukkah. The one thing that is more important than a Hanukkah candle is what? Is Shalom Bayis? Shabbos candles for Shalom Bayis. Yeah? Shalom is a big, big theme on Hanukkah. What's the gematria of Shalom? With the Mem Sofit? 936. So 936, we've said many times. 936 is 36 candles times 26 times Hashem's name. 936, we said yesterday, is the two ways of calculating Baruch. 936 is Shemen plus the Miloy of Shemen. Right? 936 is a big Hanukkah number. Shalom is a big Hanukkah word. That's why the last halacha The last halacha in Hilchos Chanukah is that Shalom Bayis is more important, is even more important than the Ner Chanukah. Right? Because Chanukah is the last Yom Tov, and everything ends with Shalom. Eliyahu is coming to the world to make Shalom in the world. So the Mishnah says in Adios. We end Shemona Esrei with Shalom. We end Birchas Kohanim with Shalom. Everything ends with Shalom. We always end on Shalom. Shalom's the end. It's where everything ends. So he says here, Kamo Shekosav Rashi Bereish Parshas B'chukosai V'nasati Shalom Ba'aretz. Says Rashi, Shema Tomru Hare Meichel Hare Mishta Im Ein Shalom Ein Klum. If you don't have Shalom, you don't have anything. V'yuvan B'zeh Hemshech Divrei Harizal. So with this, we can understand something that the Arizal reveals to us. Right? Shalom, of course, we also said 936 is also Gematria Ikvasa de Mashiach, which is Rashi Tevas, Ayin Dalet. Shem Bitachon. That's where we're holding. Tzadik Bemunasu Yechia, Amun and Bitachon. That's how we get back to Bereshis, like we said before. Amun and Bitachon, Gematria Gan Eden, says Rav Avmishur. Okay, so this is how we come full circle. So he says, I'll explain now from the Arizal. Look. Ki shem zehu sod gal eid de Yaakov. Anyone know about the gal eid of Yaakov? What's the gal eid of Yaakov? When Yaakov runs away from Lavan, and Lavan catches up to him, yeah? And Yaakov puts Lavan in his place. And then they make a treaty. What was their treaty? They built some stones, and they made a treaty, they made a covenant. And Yaakov called that mountain of stones Gal Eid. Gal means a mountain, a mound. Eid means witness, a mountain that will testify. A mound that will testify. And what did Lavan call it? Let's have a look inside. The Arizal reveals to us the secret of Gal Eid to Yaakov. Vayikra lo Lavan yigar sahadusa, v'Yaakov kara lo Gal Eid. Lavan called it in Aramaic, yigar sahadusa, Aramaic words in the Torah. Aramaic words in the Torah. Rachmana Litzlan, Aramaic words in the Torah. It's when do we water down Torah and put Aramaic words in the Torah? Yigar Sadusa is Aramaic. Yigar Sadusa. And Yaakov called it Gali. Yigar Sadusa just means Gali, the mountain of testimony. Utmua ma'od. Hare Yigar Sadusa hu targumo shel Galeid. Why do we need to put it in the word Yigar Sadusa? Just call it Galeid. Upshita dechol dvarav dibra lavan barabbas. If the Torah would have said that Lavan called it Galeid, we would know that Lavan didn't actually speak Hebrew. Lavan spoke Aramis. And Lavan said, Yigar Sadusa. Why does the Torah need to... When the Torah quotes Paro, was Paro talking in Hebrew? And Paro said to Moshe. No, it's a translation. It's a Hebrew translation of what Paro probably said in Egyptian. So why by Lavan all of a sudden did it have to put it verbatim? He called it Yigar Sadusa. V'lohutzvacha Torah lehevi l'shona Aramis. Torah didn't need to bring his Aramaic words into the Torah. U'marasa Torah lehevi kan l'shona shalavan ba'aramis. Why do you have to put that into the Torah? What's the point of putting that in the Torah? Why do you need to put that in the Torah? Ela inyan hu, ki ba Torah l'hashmianu, ki amnam shneyem gam lovin begam Yaakov karu legal galeid. They both called it galeid, the mountain of testimony. Aval kavanaseim hayushonos legami, but their kavana was entirely different. Ki lovan niskavein kipshuto. What did Lovan have in mind when he said galeid? He said this mountain, this little pile of rocks, should serve as a reminder of the treaty that we made. And that's why Yigar Sadusa, that's what he was thinking. He was translating in his head into Yigar Sadusa. Kamosha Kosu Vayomer Lavan Hagalazeh Eid Beinu Veinecha. This is a covenant between us. What was Yaakov thinking? Third line in the left column. Aval Yaakov Bikriyaso Shem Gal Eid Niskavin Le'inyan Acher Lagamre. What did Yaakov mean when he said Gal Eid? What was he thinking about? You know what he was thinking about? He was thinking about the Shem Bitachon. He was thinking that, Lavan, I don't need to be afraid of you. You know why? Because I believe in Hashem. And the Shem Bitachon is merumas in the word Gal Eid. Again, the whole name of Hashem, Aleph, Chaf, Dalid, Tes, Mem, is Gematria Eid. And the three middle letters, again, this is the name of Lagbom, or the three middle letters is Gematria Lag, Lagbom. There is so much Chanukah going on in this scene, in this Gal Eid scene. There is so much Chanukah that's going on in this scene. Lavan called it Yigar Sahadusa. I told you in the past that even though the Rambam says that the Chanukah story took place about the midway point of Bayis Sheni, which lasted 420 years, we know exactly when it took place. It took place in the year 213. Year 213. Right? Lavan called it Yigar Sahadusa. Yud Gimel Reish is 213. How many years did the Bayis left after the Chanukah story? 207 years left. Gematria Or. From the time of Chanukah, there was or a number of years left until the destruction of Bayis Sheni. There's so much Chanukah that's going on here. I just want to show you one thing. Turn to the last page. In the Megala Amukos, Rav Nasa Nata Shapira Zatzal, Zchusi Yegen Aleinu, from Krakow, wrote many svarim. One of his svarim is called Megala Amukos on Parshas Ve'eschana. He gives 252 interpretations. That's what the whole sefer is about. The opening pasuk in Ve'eschana. 252 interpretations. Reish Nun Beis Ofanim. 252 presentations of Parshas Ve'eschana. Okay? And the first one, the 66th one, right, over here, is about Chanukah. Of course it's the 66th one, because 66 is Gematria Yavam. The 66th explanation is all about Chanukah. Okay? I don't have time to do the whole thing inside right now. Let me just preface it like this. How many days are there between Yom Kippur and Chanukah? Anyone have any idea? Between Yom Kippur and Chanukah. From Yom Kippur to Chanukah, there are 74 days. Yeah, that's today's magic number, 74. L'shem bitachon. There are 74 days. The Mishnah says in Shkalim that if you meet a person, right, who has lost his chosam, has lost his signet ring, we wait for him until the evening. We wait for him ad ha'erev. We wait for him ad ha'erev. We wait for him 74 days until we come to the Yom Tov that we do, dafka be'erev, Chanukah. If he loses his chosam, if he loses his chasima, if he didn't have a gemar chasima on Yom Kippur, we have one more chance to renegotiate our din from Yom Menorah. And that's on Chanukah. Zos Chanukah. The last chance to negotiate one's year. To renegotiate the entire year. So says the Megala Amukos. Ramaz Moshe Mashiach Bimei Chashmonai. Again, the Shem Bitachon. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Bitachon. The brave Chashmonai. Yosef HaTzadik. Person of Bitachon. Kohen is Gematria Bitachon. Laila is Gematria Bitachon. The name of Hashem, which is the name of Bitachon, is with the kolel is Gematria Bitachon. Everything about Chanukah is Bitachon. Haneros Alalu Kodesh. Spell out Beis Tes Ches is Gematria Kadosh. Right? Kedusha and Bitachon. Yeah? So says the Megala Amukos. When Moshe was davening his 515 tefillos to get into Eretz Yisrael, Ramaz Moshe Mashiach Bimei Chashmonai She'oz Yitachnu Klipas Noga. V'sod Melech Ozer U'Moshia U'Magein B'Sefer Haschalas HaChachma. V'lachein Tiknu Hodu. She'oz Nitkan Hod Midas Hod Yerach Yaakov Pach Shal Shemen. She'im Sod Pachim Ketanim Shal Yaakov. V'nasa Hanes Beches Yamim B'sod Lam Natzeach Al Hashminas. V'zeh Sod Mizmar Ayin Hay. The Hod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'tiknu Krov Shemecha Shehem Kohan Shetiknu Karov Shemecha Shehem Kohanim Shal Beis Chashmonai B'Shal Shenitkan Midas Hod Derashti Bo Rozin Ilan V'Gam Hu Sod Netzach Hod Hu Midah Shminis. Okay, I'm going on. V'Zeh Sod Yigar Sehadusa, and this is the secret of Lavan saying Yigar Sehadusa. Shomer Lavan LeYakov B'Lashon Arami, that he revealed to him Shagil Alo Inyan Bayis Sheni, that in year 213. There's going to be a Chorban. There's going to be the Avanim. Ozba Antiochus v'shachat hachazir. Antiochus is going to come into Beis Hamikdash and shecht a pig. Alam is beach. V'zeh hayishnas reishud gimel lebinyan bayis sheni. Shaz gavra haklipa chazir. The pig, which is really Edom, again the merger of Yavan and Edom. Chazir begamatria klipa, he says. Chazir is gamatria klipa. But what did Yaakov call it? Yaakov called it Galed. Herolotikun Hamikdash Shenikra Galed. He was metaking the base of Mikdash, which is called Galed. Go to the left hand side. Go to the left hand side of the column. See by those little arrows I made you? B'Megillas Antiochus. You know what it says there? It says in Megillas Antiochus, Shabanov Shel Chashmonai Holchu Lahar Gilad. You know where the Chashmonaim gathered before they went and beat the heck out of the Yavanim? In a place called Gilad. Why did they go to Gilad? Because Gilad is Galed, and Galed is the Shem Bitachon, and the Chashmonaim where people are Bitachon. V'yispal usha mi sha'ana l'shmuel ahar Gilad ya'anu osanu. That the same one who answers Shmuel at this place should come to our rescue. Yeah, I'm not going to get into Shmuel and Yaakov and Pachon Ketanim, but it's a sugya. But again, you see that what? That the story of Galed or Gilad is deeply connected to this whole Inyan of Bitachon. The 74 days from Yom Kippur to Chanukah. And again, this is the Midah. This is Mamish, the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik. Again, the one who is the ultimate embodiment of this. I'll just end with one final remez that I saw in a sefer called Pardes Sadai by a Jew from Muncie, or Schlesinger from Muncie. From Schlesinger in Muncie writes in his sefer in Parshas Miketz, he says, we say, Haneros Halalu Kodeshim. Yeah? These are holy candles, embodiment of Kedusha. And when we say the Bimei Matis Yah, we say, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Amad Talahem Be'esar Asam. Amad Talahem Be'esar Asam. You protected us in our time of tzara, in our time of difficulty. So says of Schlesinger, I'll tell you just a little remez. He says, Amad Talahem Be'esar Asam. What's the gematria of Lahem? Lamed Hey Mem? 75 gematria bitachon. Amad Talahem Be'esar Asam. You know what saved the day? It was the bitachon of Klal Yisrael. It was the bitachon of the Chashmonah. The Jews who continued to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everyone else had given up. Yeah? When a person has bitachon, then he has the chain of Chanukah. Rav Shitzer says, the Chanukah, right, is gematria chain tov. Rabbi said, bitachon is gematria. Right? The letters of bitachon is chain tov. And a person should have good chain by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should continue to be people of bitachon. At the end of days, as we're putting the final touches on the final gullis of who? Of Yavan, of Edom, right? Also known as Esav and Yishmal, Gematria, Amun, and Bitachon. Right, we should be able to cling to the midah of Yosef HaTzadik. And again, the way that we started, the way we started today, learning the piece of Torah from the great Tzadik who passed away just today, that we should be able to cling to the midah of Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, a person of unbelievable Bitachon. Zochet Mamish Arichas Yamim, as a leader of Klal Yisrael. And we have to step up, to step it up. When the Tzadikim are gone, when the Tzadikim will give us that clarity, aren't alive. We have to work a little harder in our learning, in our bitachon, our emunah, our kedusha, again, which is kadosh, 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 hinted to in bitachon. And then Amir Tzah Hashem, will be able to see the bias, bias shlishi, from here b'yamin amin. Today is the 24th day of Kislev. Anyone know what that means? 24th day of Kislev, the Zohar says, 24 days of Kislev are connected the 24 letters in Baruch Shem Kavod Machosol Yolam Va'ed. And then Chafei Kislev is connected the 25 letters in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So today we're putting the finishing touches on Baruch Shem Kavod Machosol Yolam Va'ed. If you spell out the letters of Bitachon, Beis, Tes, Ches, Vav, Nun, if you spell out those letters, it's Gematria, Baruch Shem Kavod Machosol Yolam Va'ed, 1358. So that's what we're holding. We're holding by Bitachon today. This is it. Got to make it happen. Okay. That was a long shiur, so we'll take a long break.
Are you going to shiur on Thursday?